Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted to be on tonight. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in tonight to listen to the AlfredaLoveShow.com with our special guest that I'm going to introduce just in a minute. But first, let us read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person who comes on this ministry, including the guests, and would you just bless everyone who hears this ministry to be blessed by this ministry and by your word, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the platform. And we continue to ask for your blessings as each person goes out to let their light shine for you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now I'm going to introduce our guest. Our guest has been singing since she was 6 years old. She has shared the stage with many gospel icons such as Vicki Winans, Fred Hammons, Yolanda Adams, just to name a few. She has even written her first single this time, which we're going to listen to a little bit later, with Stacey Tyler on the instrumental, and she is also an actress as well. And so I want to introduce to some and present to others Miss Rhonda Aiden. Miss Rhonda, are you on the line?
Hello. Yes, I am. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Very well. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions concerning your music ministry?
No, ma'am, I sure don't. Go right ahead.
All right. Can you start out by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. My name is Rhonda Aiden, of course, and also go by the name RL. And I live currently in Richmond, Virginia. I am from Louisville, Kentucky, and I have been singing gospel music for quite some time now. I'm a recording artist. I do some acting on the side, as well as writing. I'm writing my first bio called Beautiful Ashes, the story of my life. So that's a bit about what I do.
Great. All right. Thank you for sharing that. Now, what inspired you to start singing?
What inspired me to start singing is when I would listen to music from other artists. And when I would listen to some of those songs, they would make me feel like I wanted to get closer to God. They would make me, you know, have epic moments in my life where I would feel like I was being delivered from a thing. And so when I heard and when I felt that and heard the music, I wanted to do the same thing. You know, I wanted to use my gifts and talents for God to make somebody else be able to feel the same way that I felt.
That's right. That's good. Excellent. Now, you guys are very creative because you and your cousins formed a group a while ago entitled The Precious Jewels. Tell us how you formed that group and what really inspired you to do so.
Okay. Well, I come from a family of singers, first of all. You got to know that in my area, in the Virginia area, there's a place called Chesterfield County. And we grew up around a lot of music all the time. My aunties and uncles were singing or playing the instruments on the weekends at churches and different things like this. And so we got together when we were younger, along with my aunt, and she was a music minister at a pastor, a co-pastor, music minister at a church at during that time frame, where she was over the youth department. And she would get the children together to sing. And since we would see our aunts and uncles doing their own thing, they forming their own groups and singing places, we decided we were going to do the same thing. So we got together, and we formed the group called The Precious Jewels. She gave us the name, but we decided we wanted to sing, too, just like they were. So we're basically replicating what we saw.
Oh, that's good. What a great replication. Good. Okay. Excellent. Now, tell us about your experience with meeting gospel greats like Sister Winans, Brother Fred Hammond, and Sister Adams. What was it like sharing the stage and things of that nature?
That was awesome. I met them in a ministry that I was involved in Raleigh, North Carolina, and that was entitled Word of God Fellowship under the auspices of Bishop Frank Summerfield off of Rock Quarry Road. And I actually served on the praise and worship team there for many years and also taught at the Christian Academy. And we had lots of programs, lots of music programs in our department. And they would come through on the various programs that we would have early on in their careers. Early on when they were just stepping out. I was very young when I met them. I was very, impressed by the performances that they gave. You know, the way that the audience and the people in the church received them. Especially, I remember one time with Vicki Winans, she actually was testifying about how she had paid her tithes and offerings and bought her a pair of very expensive shoes. And someone was criticizing her and her church about why she spent so much money on her materialistic things, such as her shoes and stuff like this. And she said, well, I'm a child of God, and I pay my tithes and offerings, and I can buy whatever I want to buy, with attitude. And I just remember her saying that, and I was so, impressed by that. And Yolanda Adams has such a beautiful spirit about her, and such a calm demeanor and anointing about herself. It was just amazing. And, of course, I love Fred Hammond. I've always loved his music. When he came through, it was just amazing to hear him sing and how he just got into the presence of God in a very different way. You know, he was ushering in a different type of worship and music during that time era. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Now, in 2005, something great happened, and you wrote a song called This Time. Tell us a little bit about that song and the inspiration behind it.
With This Time, in 2005, I was going through some things in my life, and in particular, it was one relationship that I was dealing with, and I was so tired of dealing with bad relationships that I thought, this time I'm going to get it right. The next time that God sends me somebody or I find myself, in a relationship, I pray this from God, I'm going to get it right. But this time I have decided, that I know who I'm supposed to be in God, that, I know he loves me, and I know that he is the one that's going to take care of me regardless, And this time I'm going to make up my mind, that I am going to be all that God has called me to be, no matter what,
That's right. And Sister Rhonda, we're going to listen to This Time, and we're going to hear the lyrics, okay?
Okay.
All righty. This is This Time by Miss Rhonda Aiden. Amen. That was This Time by Sister Rhonda Aiden. Excellent song, excellent just the verses and the lyrics when we listen to them. You know, when we find out that we're not in the will of God or that we're not walking like we're supposed to, then there's a time to make a turnaround or a change. So that's a beautiful song, Miss Rhonda.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what are some of your long-term and short-term goals as far as music's concerned?
Well, as far as music is concerned, some of my I'll start with my short-term first. My short-term goals are, in the interim this year, I have new music that's coming out, and prayerfully, we will pray about that. I'm praying that God will allow me to have my first full album debut this year, very, very soon here. And I've been laboring over it for a minute now, and I'm just ready for God to release that thing, and he will in his own timing. So I can't say exactly when this year, but I know it will be this year. And so that's my short-term goals. Also, one of my long-term goals are, as far as my music, is to really be able to have my music to reach the masses, to really be able to bring it before various audiences. I have a heart for women who have been incarcerated, and near and dear to me, Women's Prison Ministry, and to be able to use my musical platform as a catapulting type of thing that they can use to be able to be delivered from what they've been through as well, to be able to use it in such a manner that it impacts their lives, you know. So that's some of the things that I'm working on right now.
Excellent. Wow. That's good. That's good. Okay. Now, let's turn the corner a little bit and talk about your acting and writing. Now, tell us a little bit about the hit stage play, The Whole House, and what part do you play in that stage show?
That's an awesome play. It's a stage play by Roy Duncan's out of North Carolina, Oxford, North Carolina. The Whole House debuted in the summer of 2014. And I was blessed to be a part of that play with Deatra Hicks, who's also been in Tyler Perry stage plays. She's a national reporter as well. And it was phenomenal to be able to play. I played the part of Tracy the Good Nurse, where I was basically ministering to one of the patients there in the play, and who had been paralyzed by a gunshot wound, and was trying to heal, mend the broken fences with his family, so to speak. And so I was able to write music to that play and use it in that play, an original piece that I wrote called Dear Father, and it's toured all over North Carolina. So it's currently on hiatus, but it'll pick back up again, I believe, this summer, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, I love acting on the side when I can, when I can fit in my very busy schedule. But
right,
I do like
it. Okay, congratulations. Now, tell us how writing poetry has impacted your life.
Well, I've been writing poetry ever since I can remember, ever since I believe I knew how to write, if I can even say that and say it properly. I would write things or write about things at random, you know, in my life. I would write about, when I was younger, I remember writing about trees and insects and bugs and animals and colors and anything that was on my mind and heart to write about that, you know, I would write about it from my soul. I would just bring it up from various aspects of what I've been going through or a feeling that I'm having at that moment. And it became so many different pieces of poetry that as I got older, I had so many notebooks, and, you know, and I had friends in college that would tell me, you should turn into a card business or, you know, something like that. You should really do something with this. And that wasn't really settling with me. It wasn't really settling with me. As I got older, I realized that I could use my poetry and turn them into lyrics for music. And so I would begin to create melodies, and I would hear melodies, and God would give me, you know, melodies for different things. And I would play around with it in my head, and I put it on paper, and then I'd sing it. And, you know, and so before I knew it, I had songs. You know, I had songs. So, you know, it's impacted my life in a very real way. It's in me all the time. It's every day. It's all day, every day. It's a nonstop thing with me. God will give me a melody, and I'll start to write, you know, and then the poetry will come, and then, or, you know, I'll write the poetry, and then the melodies will come, and it's just like a thing that goes hand in hand with me. It's a God-given gift. that I've learned to embrace as I got older.
That's good. Excellent. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to share with the audience?
Well, basically, I just want to share with the audience that my music can be found worldwide right now. If you're looking for This Time, I also have another single called This Too Shall Pass that's out there. It's available on all digital outlets for download for basically 99 cents. If you want to support my music ministry, that's the best way you can support me so that I can continue on the work of God that He will have me to do. And that I am erecting an organization, a nonprofit organization called Beautiful Ashes. And Beautiful Ashes is birthed from my life experiences. As I said and mentioned earlier, I have a heart for incarcerated women because I was one of those women at one time myself. And I also have it, you know, going hand in hand with my book, which is the bio of the story of my life. And when I'm not writing and singing music, I'm writing about my life and speaking to people in various churches and different events about the perils of incarceration and what it can do to women getting back into society. So Beautiful Ashes is also something that I'm working on. You know, God gave me that vision to be able to help rebuild women who have been incarcerated back into the communities.
Wow, that is excellent. That is excellent. I'm going to pray for your ministry because I can really tell that you have a passion for that.
I do.
Yes, ma'am. Now, how can radio outlets and other individuals contact you for, like, radio interviews and things of that nature?
If you would like to interview me for a radio interview, I can be reached via email. You can reach me at Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, 44.ra@gmail.com. Also, you can call me at 804-293-1173. And, or you can inbox me on Facebook, and we can that way as well.
All right, Miss Rhonda, I so enjoyed having you on the AfritaLoveShow.com. And if you have any more friends in the ministry or anyone who has a great idea and that's allowing their light to shine, please direct them this way.
I certainly will, and I really appreciate you taking the time to interview me and share my ministry with the world. Thank you so much, Afrita.
Thank you, and you have a blessed night.
You too.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Rhonda Aiden. And please be sure to support her music. Be sure to support what she's doing. She gave you the different avenues in which to connect with her. You can always replay this particular ministry because everything's archived, so we can replay it. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or they can go to the AfritaLoveShow.com and click Love Radio, and you will be right at the studio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone who is allowing their light to shine in the community, please connect with me. You can connect with me via LinkedIn under Afrita Love, AlFredaLove, or Facebook, AlFredaLove, or FredaLove, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. Be specific when you pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line. That means you're on the same accord. Pray for them one by one. Pray for yourself. Do not forget to pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. There's many things happening in the Central Texas area, and no, we don't know all of these people who all of these things are affecting, but we're going to pray for them because we know that somewhere they have a family who needs prayer. So if we pray for each other and take care of each other, this world will be a much better place. So let's pray one for another. In addition to that, grab your calendars. There's so many events coming up this month, and I was just invited to another one, Lord Jesus. All right. So, of course, you know about the St. Paul Lutheran Church on the 19th of March. March 19th, grab your calendar. This is in Bellmead, Texas. If you're a Bellmead resident, be sure to be there at 10 o'clock. If you want to help set up, you might want to be there at 9, because I said 9 o'clock, but it starts at 10. 10 o'clock a.m. at the church. please be sure to go there. They're going to have games. They're going to have fun. They're going to have snacks. It's free. So please be sure to stop by. Allow your children to stop by, because these are the individuals who come into schools, who are in the community, and who works with the schools and help in every way possible. Be sure to support them. Go out there. Show them that you love them. Show them that you're thankful that they're helping and things of that nature. All right? Also, on the 19th, we have Sister Kim Burrell. She's having an event. Be sure to check out her page. Be sure to check out the flyer. I'm going to hurry up expeditiously and put these flyers on my website. Be sure to check it out. Also, those individuals who was invited to be delegates for the state of Texas, we have a meeting that same day. There's an event at the Tabernacle that same day. So you just have to figure out which events you're going to attend. I'm going to have to go to some events, then leave. And I mean, it's just going to be, my schedule is just really messed up. But I'm going to all of these events right before you. But I do want to say that I found out today that I will be one of the delegates for the state of Texas. Whatever that means, I don't know yet. But God is good. All right, so let's move on. Let's look at the websites real quick here. If you go to afrida.hubpages.com, you will see different articles, okay? You see Ms. Clinton and Mr. Trump, all right? I want you to continue to pray for this campaign. As we all know that voting is still taking place, I want you to pray that you will select the right individual who will lead this country, who is for the people, and who will help the people. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray for peace. We're going to pray for cordiality. We're going to pray for unity for every single person. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever you are, we're going to pray for every single person. All right? So be sure to check out this page. We have different things with charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues music, politics, and political science. All right? Okay. Let's go on to our next website, the Stellar gospelmusic.com website. This website is one of our newer websites. What you will see is many different pictures. I would like to welcome you to our new radio program website, and we're going to install the radio. I'm still working on that because God has blessed us with so many projects that I'm going back and forth, and I'm trying to get as many finished as possible. But you'll see a newsletter, and usually this newsletter will have what's going on for the next week or so, okay? So we already heard from Psalmist Rhonda. Be sure to connect with her, Rhonda Aiden. Be sure to connect with her. She's a gospel music artist. She has a great ministry going on. Be sure to connect with her. And if you're in her area, be sure to support her ministry, all right? Praying with Love and Power is on tomorrow, so I would like to see you guys here at 9 p.m. Of course, if you scroll down some more, you will see new music projects for March and April. Here are the gospel artists, as well as their songs. Be sure to go out and support their music. You can go online and purchase their music as well. To inform the Afrida Love Show of any new releases, whether it be books, whether it be movies, whether it be songs, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to feature your musical project on here. I love gospel music. Anything with gospel, anything with entertainment, I love it, as long as it's clean and as long as it gives a message. Gospel Artist Highlight of the Week, we have Tina Campbell and Teddy Campbell. Speak the word. Then Gospel Artist Highlight of the Week, we have Bless the Lord from Mr. Anthony Brown. The Afrida Love Show, if you look at the Elizabeth Gerald story, My Daughter's Last Words, be sure to listen to that interview. We are actually working on a movie or a script with that. Praise God. God has sent some very great people in our lives, and we're going to work on that. The Stellar Gospel Music Magazine is here. We're still working on that as well. Right there, TV shows. We have Bounce TV Presents It's a Man's World. That comes on Tuesdays. Mary Mary comes on Thursdays. The Carmichael Show comes on Sundays, as well as Saints and Sinners. Events, Dr. Afrida Love will be in San Antonio on April 2nd speaking. David Mann and others will be live in Waco on the 9th. And the Big Gigantic Concert in Dallas is on the 9th as well. I will also be one of the reps this Saturday as a delegate. So that's what I'll be doing. That's my schedule. But anyway, the Billboard Top 10, we have the Billboard Top 10. We just listened to that a couple of days ago. We're going to add some more. And, of course, the Empire is still alive and well, and they will be for a pretty good while because it's a very popular TV show. Please contact me for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. I would love to hear from you from that. Also, the freetoloveshow.com television. We're going to have different clips and scripts. If you want to advertise your church, be sure to do so. With that as well, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook. Okay? All right, about us, as you all know, this is basically an international radio station, and so that means that we're all over the world. I'm going to have some gospel artists from Canada who's coming. And so these are some particular interviews that I had, some samples that I had, so be sure to check these samples out, and please be sure to come on my show. This is actually the format of this particular ministry. According to the Spirit, we may deviate a little bit, but for the most part, this is the format of the ministry when you listen to each of these particular shows. Contact me. You can email me, of course, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Make sure you put your name, your email, subject, and message, and click the submit button. For services, we're going to provide services. We have speaking services. We have tutoring services. We have just different kinds of services, event services. We have things of that nature, so please be sure to connect with us. As far as church events around the world, if you click on that, of course, you know that Mr. David Mann, Sister Tamala Mann's husband, will be in Waco, Texas at the Convention Center, 100 Washington Street at 7 p.m. on April the 9th. Tickets, general admission is $32. VIP is $42. The Gigantic Gospel Concert with Pastor John P. Key, Dr. Bobby Jones, Mr. Anthony Brown, who won so many awards at the Stellars because his ministry is great, the Lisa Knowles sisters, Tim Rogers, the Truthettes, and Doc McKenzie, and the Highlights. All of these individuals will be in Dallas, Texas. Now then, the doors open at 3. The show begins at now. You may have to leave Dallas a little bit early to get to Waco because we want to support both of these ministries, so we're going to have to work this out. So if you leave, if you go to Dallas, all right, stay from 3 to maybe 6, leave at 6, according to the traffic, you'll get to Waco around 8:15, 8:20. By that time, you've missed some of it. You'll be a little bit late, but you'll still catch the bulk of it. Or you can leave a little bit earlier. It just depends on which one is your priority. I do know, and I can't speak for the David Mann shows. I remember seeing him, as I told someone else, in Dallas, Texas. He is hilarious. He keeps you entertained. It's clean. I mean, it's just funny, and it's true. And so if you want a big laugh, if you've had a stressful week, you know, and you just want to go somewhere that you don't have to deal with just dirty language, then go to the David Mann show in Waco. If you want to go to a gospel concert and you want to hear some singing and you want to be ministered to, then go to the Gigantic Gospel Concert. But go to something. If you want to go to both, if you want to laugh, and if you want to get your praise on, go to both. But if you just want comedy, clean comedy, and you just have, you know, it's a hard week, man, I just want to go and kick back and just laugh, go to the Brown Show, I'm telling you. Go to the David Mann Show. Once again, if you just want to get your praise and worship on and thank God for all that he's done, then you go here to the Gigantic Gospel Concert. All right? And in my spirit, I don't know why I'm thinking, Sister Tamala Mann may sing at this particular event. I don't know. That's just in my spirit. That may be just wishful thinking. I have no idea, but that's what I'm envisioning. Okay? All right. Let's go to the AfridaLoveShow.com. We're going to turn this volume down a little bit. If you go to the AfridaLoveShow.com, this is the hub, I mean, for everything. Everything about the love ministry, anything that I'm doing is going to be on this page, okay? We have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's into film and gospel. So all of those individuals who are into film and looking for actress and things of that nature, please look on this page. I have several gospel artists, including these two young ladies, who really love to act and be into gospel plays and clean plays. So be sure to click on Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford's bio and her website and support her music, as well as Minister LaShawn McLemore. Be sure to connect with these two ladies. And if you click on their names up here, then you will hear their music as well. Let's click on Love Radio. On Love Radio, you should be at the studio, and it should say that we're live, because we are. If you want to receive updates on this particular ministry, if you want to receive updates, all you have to do is click on the follow button. OK, okay? That's all you have to do, and you'll receive updates as far as emails. It's free service. You don't have to pay for anything, all right? And then you scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you can click on the numbers, and you can hear the different or various ministries. I'm also going to have some ministries on the page where you won't have to scroll down and look through all these ministries because we have 435, not including this one. That'll be 436, okay? All right. Now let's go back. Okay, so if you need a speaker, of course, I am the person that you're looking for. I speak on education, health, wellness, spirituality, things of that nature. So please check out my bio and contact me directly at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Love's interview, I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chamber. Make sure that you check out all of these individual stories because they're very relevant and prevalent, and our young people need to know what's going on, and we thank the Hispanic Chamber. Be sure that you support any type of chamber, whether it's the Hispanic Chamber, the African-American Chamber, the Greater Waco Chamber, Bellme Chamber, whoever, support, 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 because these individuals do a lot in the community, okay? They serve as platforms for many businesses and things of that nature, and we thank them so much. The school tutorial site has actually changed into the Stellar Gospel Music, and we're going to change that name. And so this, you're just back to the first page of the Stellar Gospel Music. And then, of course, upcoming events, we have March through May. We're working on a true story, working on script, Marcy Gerald story. We're looking for pitch opportunities. You can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I also found an organization, as I said before, 2 days ago, that I would love to work with. And so I met an individual, and so I really want to look into that company and get this story on the big screen. Praise God. I claim that in the name of Jesus. The radio station, you can join this radio station for relevant spiritual ministry. And within this ministry, you will find the Word of God, interviews with gospel artists, teachers, ministers, writers, authors, directors, visionaries, actors, actresses, and community leaders. Just Facebook me, ALFREDALOVE. If you want to purchase the Spiritual Guide on the Go, which means perfecting your walk with God, perfecting our walk with God, all you have to do is click on that. For some reason, the book has gone up. Many people are now buying the book. It's only 13 left in stock, guys. It's 13 books left in stock. And so I really need you guys, you know, if you want to purchase this book, because it was $1.97, now it's back up because people are buying it. So it's $7.56, and it's only 13 left in stock, and it's more on the way. We're sending more on the way. So be sure to pick up A Spiritual Guide on the Go by Dr. Alfreda Love, and I want you to connect with me. When you purchase this book, I want to know who you are. This says that there are over, 1,000 people who have copies of this book. 1,000 people. I'm going to give you all the websites. Over 1,000 people, which is pretty good, who have copies of this book, right? All over the world, which is good. So I want you, when you purchase the A Spiritual Guide on the Go, you've heard it on this station, I'm going to put it on my social media sites, I'm going to take it with me when I travel. I want you to email me and connect with me because I want to bring you on the ministry. Right? And I also want you to write a review about how you like the book or what you would like to see, what type of books you would like to see. We only have 13 left in stock, okay? 13 books. So please, please, please get your copy. I have some books. I will give you a discounted price if you email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you email me, I will give you a discounted price from this price, but you have to email me. I only have 10 books left. They have 13 left, okay? So I want to thank each and every one of you who have already purchased the book. I want to thank each and every one of you who is reading the book. Thank you so much, okay? All right, so that's about that book. About the venue, as I said, we travel around the world, and we're media. And so we try to find events that are interesting, centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. We try to capture events like award shows, school news by way of radio communication, writing, or photography. We love that. Once again, the script, Marcy Gerald's story, we're praying for that because we want to see it on the big screen. Preventing suicide among our youth. We need to do that. We need to prevent it. Artists and media, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Alfreda Love, or email me. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. Once again, the location and contact is here. That's my email, name, email. So subject, message, and click the submit button. These are gospel artists in the industry. Please support their music, and we're going to add more. Here are some links. Of course, we have our two gospel artists. We have a radio station, Love's Comedy and Entertainment. Check out that page, as well as the Love of Jesus Ministry. The Spiritual Guide is there, Articles we've written is there. Love's Media and Event Coverage is there. I want you to click on LinkedIn. I connect with a lot of my business partners on this particular page, so please be sure to connect with me as well. Okay, connect with me on this page. You can send me messages. If you want to get on the ministry, you can send me a message, and I would love to get back with you. All right? All right. All right, let's go on. Let's see, what do we have left here? I'm trying to get back. Okay, here it is. When we go to meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford, be sure to check out her bio, support her music. You can hear a little bit of her music right now. Blessed to be a blessing. We're going to listen to it. A little bit of it. You like that, huh? Yeah, be sure to connect and be sure to check out her gospel music. All right. Meet radio host Dr. Afrid Love. Now, you're not going to hear any music because I don't sing. The Lord didn't call me to sing. I don't sing, but the Lord called me to speak, and I speak the word. Amen. Some of my speaking topics: school matters, school classrooms, bullyproofing schools, control your metabolism, that's health, move, something, five habits of successful people, that's leadership, motivating the team, leadership, religion, your church is within the heart, and relationship, religion, and relief. All right? Format of the workshops, they're very interactive. God has blessed us with some platforms, as I said before. We have many different meetings and things of that nature. This ministry, this platform, I'm going to represent wherever I go, period. And so being a delegate, I'm going to represent. All right? Okay. Love's Author Corner. Here are some books that you may want to read. If you're an author, please connect with me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Would love to have you on the ministry. Health and Human Performance, move something, get moving. Be careful what you eat. Be careful what you drink. Be careful what you do to your body. Entertainment and television, these are some of the entertainers. Please be sure to support their music. R&B, some R&B artists right there, and we need to add more. Meet artist, gospel minister LaShawn D. McLemore. Here's her bio, and we're going to listen to a little bit of her music as well. Yep. Okay. So be sure to connect with her and her music as well. And then there's community engagement, and we're going to add more pictures. All right? So be sure to just connect with me if you want to come on the ministry. Once again, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have an artist with some new music out, please be sure to let me know that. Any projects, any events, any shows that's coming out, we need to know that so that we can put it in our magazine. And so we just want you guys to feel comfortable and reach out to us. As I said before, we thank God for the different opportunities and platforms and the different people that we're allowed to represent and meet. And so we are going to be, once again, we are going to be working with some delegates for this state. So I'm just so excited because I get to meet more people. So be sure to reach out to this gospel artist, Ms. Rhonda Aiden. When I select these gospel artists, I always pray to God that I connect with gospel artists who have a message. You know, none of us are perfect, and so I'm not looking for perfect people. I'm looking for people with testimonies. I'm looking for people who love God as much as I do. I'm looking for people who can come on the ministry and make somebody's day, who can come on the ministry and enlighten people through the word of God. That's who I'm looking for. And so when the Lord blesses individuals to come on the ministry, I feel so excited because I don't take anything for granted, because these people's schedules are so busy. And they could be doing so much more, but they have taken out the time to come on this ministry to share their gifts of music, to share the most intimate things about their lives as far as their careers. And we just want to support them. We want to support their music. And so connect with these individuals, connect with their music, and I guarantee you, you'll receive a blessing. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have Praying with Love and Power on tomorrow. All right, Praying with Love and Power, that's at 9 o'clock because I have to go to church. But we're going to pray with love and power, and I know that God is going to do some great things for us. And so if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Be sure to connect with Ms. Rhonda Aiden, gospel artist. Thank you so much and have a great night.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.